Leonard Haas, back from New York trip. The Atlanta Constitution, Sunday, the 29th of March, 1914, page 4, column 5. Counsel for Frank says Burns has been successful in Gotham. Leonard Haas, member of counsel for Leo M. Frank, who accompanied Detective William J. Burns to New York on the detective's present journey, returned to Atlanta Saturday morning. "Our efforts in New York were entirely successful," he told a reporter for the Constitution. "We accomplished everything for which we went, and as will be made public later on, made some disclosures that are likely to throw an entirely new aspect on the Frank case." Burns remained in the metropolis. He will return Monday afternoon. Attorney Haas denied the rumor that Burns did not intend to return to Atlanta, but planned to leave the remainder of the Frank investigation in charge of his lieutenant, Dan J. Lahan, of New York. "The famous sleuth will positively come back sometime during the early part of this week," Haas declared. "The Frank case is creating wide interest all through the North," the attorney told the reporter. "The newspapers of New York gulp avidly at any developments in it. Why, Burns and I found the greatest difficulty in eluding reporters all the time we were in the city. One night, after we had managed to evade the newspaper men successfully, and I was returning to my rooms inwardly congratulating myself, I found the shock of my life in running upon a half dozen reporters sitting on the floor in front of the door to my room, playing cards while they waited. Date for new trial motion. The motion, extraordinary for a new trial for Leo M. Frank, based on newly discovered evidence, will be made exactly 24 hours before the time the convicted man is scheduled to swing from the tower gallows. It became known Saturday in offices of counsel for the defense that the motion would be put on file April 16th. The execution date was fixed at April 17th. The placing in the hands of Judge Ben Hill the retrial application, however, will automatically delay the scheduled execution. Arguments will ensue, at the end of which Judge Hill will announce his decision. The retrial motion notice, which is composed of 60 typewritten pages, has already been turned over to Solicitor Hugh M. Dorsey. Supplementary newly discovered evidence, however, will be submitted to the solicitor from time to time between now and April 16th. It is rumored that additional evidence will be shown Mr. Dorsey sometime Monday.